Welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline, late night episode again. That's right. Today, we're here again with Jesse and no one else, because no one else cares.
Boss, we're going to need to get a few new members here.
Exactly. So how you been? How's this late night going for you?
I've been doing pretty well.
That's lit.
I also just spent a good 25 minutes attempting to record an ad.
Oh, you mean the 25 minutes we just recorded for our sponsor, Audible?
$15. We about to split that shit, get $7 or some shit. I can't do math.
Yeah, bro, like fucking 2 cents, everyone.
Well, I mean, pretty much at this point, we're the only active members on this podcast.
Pretty much.
Which means we're probably going to have to start recruiting new members.
Yeah. We got to get an old reunion.
Because I think it's time we banish Cody.
Well, we could talk to him. I don't think he'll leave.
What about Deontay?
Deontay, well, we have to keep him so we don't seem racist.
Yeah.
That's a joke. For anyone who thinks we're actually racist, no, we love
Deontay. We're not racist. We love Deontay. And if I say anything else, I'm not saying anything else.
All right. Okay.
Yo, Mikey, did you know that if you changed your name on Instagram to someone's...
No, not doing it. Wait. Yeah, you think I'm stupid? I'm not stupid.
People have fallen for it, bro. The amount of people that I've gotten to change their Instagram name to I'm gay is fucking insane.
Yeah, I saw like a video, like a TikTok about that or something, and I read the comments. People tried it, and they're like, I did it, and now I'm stuck to I'm 5'4 or something. Something stupid. Yeah, I'm not going to fall for it. Did you fall for it?
No.
I mean, you're barely active on Instagram, so...
Actually insanely active on Instagram. I just don't reply to anyone.
You like fucking... Those. Nah, it's bullshit. The only time you're active is like at 2 a.m. or never.
Okay, yeah, you got me there. Exactly. Yo, George W. Bush?
I'm like, hey, are you able to record the podcast at 3? It's 2 a.m. Hey, you want to do it later? Nah, but okay, here's a serious question, okay? Okay, it's gonna be serious, all right?
Yeah.
Who would win in a fight, Captain America or the Hulk?
I honestly, I don't fucking care at this point, but hypothetically, if I did care, the Hulk would fucking kick Cap's ass. Like, the fuck is he gonna do? He's like a slightly above average dude. The Hulk's whole thing is just being strong as shit.
Unless he, like, does some... Oh, I was gonna say something pretty offensive. Unless he, like, smooths talk and, like, fucking turns the Hulk into Banner. So then he, like...
What's he gonna do? Show him a picture of, what's her face? Black Widow, and he's gonna get horny and become Bruce Banner,
or probably just do it himself. You never know.
Make him horny himself. What?
Nowadays companies just make any character gay. Not to be offensive, but
not to be offensive. I love gay people.
Why'd you have to say it like that? Now
I'm obviously over exaggerating here, but like nowadays every other person's bi and I'm friends with every other person. You get what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I think.
Honestly, that should probably get cut out, but I think it would be funny if we left it in.
Yeah.
We're just gonna lose sponsors in the future. And our futures.
I mean, who knows? But I mean, hypothetically speaking, let's say Captain America turns homosexual You could smooth talk Banner into turning into the Hulk. And if that doesn't work, listen. If there's ever like a movie, like, and like there's a scene where it's Captain Hulk and Captain America tries to smooth talk the Hulk and that doesn't work, that goes to show that Hulk is homophobic. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
How did this hypothetical fight get into the characters turning gay or homophobic?
Well, you said that he could have brought up a picture of Black Widow, but I mean, you never know. Maybe, nah, let's just switch off the topic. Let's switch out of this topic. I'm not ready to get into that.
Man, ever since the thing about SpongeBob, I just can't look at him and Patrick the same.
Listen.
That one SpongeBob blowing Patrick picture.
It's reality, man. There's nothing wrong with SpongeBob being gay, right? It's just that, like, they just brought this out of nowhere. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they honestly don't care if he's gay, straight, or bi or whatever.
But, hey, because it doesn't matter. It's a fucking kid show. He's not going to be fucking anyone on the show, you know?
I know. Like, they did this for Pride Month.
Exactly. That's the issue. Corporations being like, ah, yes, I am a fellow gay.
Like, it's only in 1 month as well.
Yeah.
Bruh, you continue.
All right, so it seems like he's having some kind of a disaster. Yo, Walter got some.
What were you gonna say?
You know the Walter dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of got some fat titties.
Isn't he a guy?
Don't make a difference.
But do guy dogs have tits? No, they don't, do they?
No, that's like cows or something.
Dude, here's a wonderful question. What do you think the first man to milk a cow was doing at that time?
Man, it was like he was on some different horny shit.
He probably like saw a cow and he's like, yo.
He's gone again. You know, this is starting to arise as more and more of an issue, but
what do you think got milked first, the cow or the goat?
What
do you think got milked first, the cow or the goat?
Cows are domesticated animals, so probably goat. Like, cows didn't exist normal.
You're telling me cows are man-made?
Yeah. They're made in labs.
How?
I don't know. Do I look like a fucking cow maker to you? Cow scientist? Cowologist?
Do you think the, like, the first farmer or whatever guy to, like, milk a cow was, like, horny? Or do you think he, like,
It was either some different kind of horny motherfucker who squeezed the milk out of the cow and was like, I'm going to drink this.
Well, who said he had to drink it? He could have been like, squeeze.
I mean, I personally think like probably like some kind of like inventor was like, yo, human make milk, human drink human milk, cow make milk, but cow make more milk. So what if human drink milk that come from cow? It's some shit like that.
Oh, shit. That makes sense.
Or some woman was, like, breastfeeding. She was like, hey, I'm sick of this bullshit. Farmer, fetch me some of that cow's milk.
Yeah. Have you had any weird dreams lately?
Let's see. Did I tell you how I kind of want to like find like a schizophrenic paranoid and start sending them like random sequences of numbers like every 15 minutes? They can think that they're like in a special mission from the government.
Okay. You never told me that, but okay.
Oh, I told someone that. Anyway, I had a dream that I did that, and the guy actually like discovered a cure to cancer from it. And he was like this worldwide hero. And I was just sitting there like, I made him. He took my numbers to heart. He knew what to do when I sent him those numbers. It was a weird dream. There was a time skip in the dream too. Like, what kind of fucking dream has a time skip?
My dreams haven't been weird like lately. Like my dreams have just been normal.
I had a dream where like there was like.
I had like a dream. You know those crush dreams, right?
Dreams about your crush or dreams about getting crushed?
About crush, but not
What?
like crush. I mean like crush.
You're
Well, not
fucking.
like crush, not like crush crush, but the crush.
Just explain the fucking dream.
I mean like crush, not like crushed, like pa thing.
Oh, well,
Crush.
like the person crush. Yeah, I know those dreams.
Yeah. But it wasn't really like my crush crush.
How many crushes do you have? God damn.
No, I don't have multiple crushes. I mean like it was a girl who like seemed imaginary.
Did you have
So
the
it was like
sex with her?
no, I was in a classroom. I was in a fucking classroom. It wasn't my crush, but
Are
it
you
was
still
like
crushing on the girl you told me you were crushing on early quarantine?
Nah, I'm over it now.
You got a new one?
No.
No, just not crushing on anyone.
Nah, I'm good right now. I'm
Yeah, me too.
I'm
I haven't crushed on anyone in a fat minute. I'm starting to
dude.
think it's
Man, it's I don't want to
Man,
say too much.
I can't become an asexual. Like.
I don't want to say too much because I feel like if the person does listen to this or something like that, but that whole thing was just gonna go nowhere.
It just explain the whole dream. If they figure out, just tell them that it's not them.
Well,
Then
no, well, that's the thing. I'm telling you that, like in my dream, it wasn't my crush, but it gave like the crush sort of vibe.
so
So
like
like
and
it.
so like they weren't your crush in real life, but in the dream they were your crush.
Kind of like that, basically,
Okay.
yeah. So like it wasn't my crush, but it gave out that crush vibe.
I see, I see.
So like I'm in class, and we had, you know, that one bald teacher, the substitute, that's like really cool. Don't say his name.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah. So he was in my dream. He was teaching the class, right?
Do you
And
have like
what
a
was his
tiny
mouth?
cat or some shit?
Yeah, basically. You tell your dream.
The what about the schizophrenic?
Okay, stop talking. It's my turn to tell my dream.
I just asked if I should talk about the one about the schizophrenic.
No, you should shut the fuck up and let me talk.
Okay. I'm gonna take a bite out of some chapstick real quick.
Okay, lit. I'll just tell my dream.
All right.
Okay,
I'm gonna tell you how this tastes.
so my we had
Ugh!
Bruce Lee, we had
It tastes
Bruce
like
Lee as
nothing.
we had Bruce Lee as our teacher,
I have to get
and
chapstick off of my teeth.
we had Bruce Lee as our teacher, and it was like a full classroom. I was sitting in the front doing like some sort of work, and I had my phone on my desk. I turn around, look at this girl, like staring, like she's looking at me in like the crush vibe way,
Like she has a crush on you.
yeah, like she had her hand on her cheek and like fucking leaned down, like just looking at me, like straight into
You
my
see,
eyes.
it's all because you have fucking curly hair.
And so So I make eye contact with her, and I'm like,
okay. Hey.
And no, I just like I don't even say anything. I'm like, okay, and I turn back, like start doing my work, and I get this text on my phone saying something like, "Oh, your eyes are like stargazing or something." And I'm like, "The fuck, the fuck." I'm like, "Wait, hold up."
So you're having a dream about someone crushing on you.
Basically, yeah, and like I didn't know,
like hardcore, like obsessive, like I'm gonna kill your family, crushing.
I wouldn't say that, but like then like I'm like, wait, did you text me? I turn around, like, but then like I don't remember the rest, but I like wake up, and like I'm like, fucking hell, god damn it, am I already back in school? And I check my phone to see if I have any notifications, and just like every single day, it's zero.
Ah,
yeah. So that one really hurt.
Yeah, I actually recently had a dream about being in school, and it ended with me getting into bed and going to sleep for the day. And I woke up the next day around 6 o'clock. Right, I was like, "Fuck yeah, I can't wait to go to school again." And I started thinking back to the past day, start realizing it's getting harder and harder to remember it by the second. And I'm like, no, no. I check my phone. No. It's still fucking quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How bad has quarantine actually been for you?
I mean, it hasn't really been that bad. It's just been really boring. I want to go back to school.
Yeah, that's you know what basically for me is.
Don't mind that.
For me, I already said this in a previous episode, but for me, quarantine, like at in school, like I was like starting to get like really drained out with all like.
Yeah, yeah, me too. It happened at a good time, but it went on for too long, in my opinion.
Yeah, like
honestly, quarantine could go on forever for fucking biology. Fuck biology. Fuck my biology teacher who fucking. I almost got a referral for sexual assault for sliding a pencil across the desk. Yeah. And that is literally all there is to it. People will think, oh, that can't be all there is to it. There's got to be more to the story. No! I slid a pencil across the fucking desk.
And he was worried that his career would be ruined in less than like 5 minutes.
All for a fucking pencil. Yeah, chapstick really tastes bad. I don't know why I'm still eating it.
Yeah, I don't even know why you would eat it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why I'm talking.
Yeah, you picking up things.
Okay, man, that was the past. That was a fun time.
Honestly, I've learned from it. I pick up things off the ground and eat them every day.
Dude,
it strengthens my immune system.
If something falls on the ground and you pick it up immediately, there's nothing bad with that. I don't know why people freak out so much. Like, oh, it just fell on the ground. Like, you know, it was so many germs. Like, 5 second rule, okay?
Yeah, germs. Please. Scientifically speaking, germs have to wait 5 seconds before they can touch your food.
And if they don't, fucking sue them.
Yeah, they didn't follow the fucking law. It's literally the law.
Yeah, pull a fucking. I'm probably gonna cut that out.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta cut that one out. You don't want to get accused.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy 50 bricks and start throwing them at people. Oh, shit, why did I open up Internet Explorer? What the fuck's going on? Man, I have this book that I really want to read, but I just can't find the time to sit down and read it.
Well, why don't you just use Audible?
You mean the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks ranging from bestsellers to celebrity memoirs, news, business, and self-development?
Yeah, of course. What else would I be talking about?
I mean, I guess I should try it, but what does it bring to the table? What's different from my homie reading me a bedtime story in Audible?
Well, with Audible, you can download audiobooks ranging from any genre and listen to them offline, anywhere, and anytime.
Anytime and offline?
Yeah, you ever go on a plane trip and don't have anything to do? Well, you could just download Audible right before your trip and listen to a few classic books like
Like the Ninja Get Good book?
Or that too. Well, but with Audible, like, it's a free app. You can download it, and it can be installed on any smartphone and tablet.
Any smartphone and tablet? Yo, I might be dual-wielding listening.
Exactly. And the thing is, you can listen across any device without losing the last place you left off.
Whoa.
Yeah. Plus, if you can't decide what to listen to, don't worry. You can save your credits for up to a year. Also, you can use them to binge on a whole series if you'd like.
Whoa, wait. That sounds great. But what are credits?
Oh, credits. So every month, members can earn one credit to pick up any title, plus two, that's right, two Audible originals.
Two?
Yeah, two.
That's like more than one. Tell me, how am I able to locate such a treasure?
It's simple. You won't even believe me. Just go to audibletrial.com/bruddetectionhotline.
So that's audibletrial.com/bruddetectionhotline?
Yeah, that's audibletrial.com/bruddetectionhotline.
Audibletrial.com/bruddetectionhotline. Go there now and get Audible.
Going back to like the quarantine thing, like at school, like I was just starting to get drained out, and like I kept waking up every day like at 5, like being, oh god damn it, I have to go to school again, like
But
I
not
have
like
to
I
do
really
this.
missed it. But dude, I'm so lucky because I would not have been able. Bro, I was not about to do my biology project.
Like, and then with when online school happened, I kept worrying that every assignment was like actually like
Yeah,
missed,
I was still
late.
burnt out when online school popped up.
And the thing about it, like since it was so new for most teachers, especially like my math teacher, he didn't know the whole thing, and so every time he would like upload an assignment, he would like forget to put the link or something. And so it would just be a blank assignment. And I'd be sitting there like, what do I do? Do I turn it in? Like, there's nothing to turn in.
Finished my assignment.
And then like when the news got out that we didn't have to do it, that it would only be extra credit, I'm like, oh,
I just stopped doing that at that
thank
point.
God. Yeah. Cause like I kept doing most of my schoolwork for online. And then once that happened, dude, I feel so bad because I asked my acting teacher, I'm like, hey, so what are the actual like rules on this? Like, do I have to do it? Do
Dude,
I
that's what
not?
I did. And then she said we didn't have to do it, and I never did anything else since, and I didn't even respond. I feel
Same.
really bad because I kind of wanted to respond and be like, thank you, I'm not gonna do work anymore.
Yes. I felt so bad, dude. Oh, because she's such a nice teacher,
Know,
right? And I'm
she's
like,
literally, bro.
we basically left her on read.
I know, and I feel so bad for it. Bro, I haven't even signed up for any electives. I need to do that. I need to sign up for acting in Spanish again.
Yeah, dude, fucking, I only
Do
did
you
one
think I should call
assignment
a school
after
right now? See if they pick up.
that. Are you recording on your computer or your phone?
Computer.
I mean, do it.
When you tell your friend he can only have a spoonful of ice cream and he pulls out a comically massive spoon.
Now that's funny.
I think that that's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, well, when the teacher told me that we didn't have to do any more online school, like it would just be extra credit, I'm like, thank God, and I stopped doing everything. But I did do one assignment, and that was like the final free write.
Bro,
And
I just stopped.
I
I was midway through a free write and I just stopped. And there's like half a word at the end.
want to know what made me feel even worse?
What?
Every I would constantly keep going into Google
Bro,
Classroom,
yeah,
look at all
I
these
check the assignments, look at them like, nice. And then I close
look
it.
yeah, cause like the teacher told me like, oh, anything you do is extra credit. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I kept telling myself like, okay, you gotta bring
Yeah,
up your
I kept on telling
biology
myself, I'm gonna
classroom.
do something. I'm gonna fucking do something. My acting teacher does not deserve to be left unread. My English teacher does not deserve to be left unread. Like, these two people are so cool. I'm not gonna leave these ones unread. I go in, I look at the assignments, I'm like, this is easy. I'm just gonna do that. And then I close it and never look at it again.
Dude, and the thing is, I'm so scared to go into like acting too because I feel like I missed on so much, and she's gonna be like, yeah, so if you did the online
If you
assignments,
did the
like you don't
online
have to do
assignments like everyone else, like everyone did, except for like two people, but those, it doesn't matter. They're probably not in this class right now. So if you did the online assignments like everyone did, then you're going to know that when you're being shot at with a prop gun, that you need to take the bullet and press the remote button to make you come or whatever the I don't know.
I wasn't going in that direction, but like, I mean, like, dude, I don't even know what a monologue is.
Oh, you're so fucked.
I know, dude. That's why I felt like I should have done something.
Bro, I'm so fucked when it comes to math next year. I barely paid attention to math, like, alone. And now I skipped all of online math. I didn't do a single online math assignment since the beginning.
Listen, I'm so fucked.
I'm going to go into fucking integrated two. There's gonna be a shit ton of freshmen just looking at me like, because there's freshmen in integrated two, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a fuck ton of freshmen looking at me like, this is simple shit. What's the square root of this of your mom divided by pi square integrated by the divisible of 24?
Dude, .3. I don't even know what fucking divisible is. What is divisible?
I don't know. Bro, I'm so garbage at math. I'm like actually fucked.
Listen. I'm not too bad at math, right? But I didn't understand a single thing this year. Want to know why? And it was only one thing. Want to know why? It was because of my math teacher. Want to know why? Because he speaks
in an accent.
Bad English. His accent ruins everything. Like, I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but like,
you really should not say what race is.
I'm not.
That's gonna be so fucked up.
I'm not gonna say anything, but like, I can't understand the thing he says. Oh my! I'm not even gonna try to do the accent because then that would give it away. But like I probably could have done so well in math, like understood so much if I understood him.
Man, like I could have been doing so well in math if my teacher was there for more than like 25% of the year.
Yeah, there were some teachers that weren't even there.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I fucking loved my math teacher. He was a Chad, right? The first day he was like, my wife and my girlfriend. I don't tell either of them I said that. Like, and I'm like, man, this guy's a Chad.
Dude, I don't know if I remember this right, but I'm pretty sure like the first day my math teacher gave like the whole class a bunch of work to do. It wasn't even like work. It was like some of that shit like preschoolers like you get at preschool. Like, oh, write down your name. Write down what your favorite color is.
Okay. I have a fucking bone to pick, right? Who the fuck has a favorite color and why does it matter?
I'm trying to think of an argument, but I can't.
Fuck favorite colors and fuck anyone who asked that as a conversation starter or in any conversation or in general. If you ask what someone's favorite color is, fuck you.
Fuck, I can't say shit.
If you're sitting in your bed like at 3 a.m. at night thinking, man, what's my favorite color? Like, you can go eat your own ass.
Dude, okay.
Fuck colors. Colorblind gang, rise up.
I won't lie, I definitely have asked someone for like their favorite color, but that was like that's like with meeting someone new or something, like if it's over text.
Really?
Or something.
Really? But when I meet someone new, I ask them what fucking war crimes they committed in Israel.
No, but like I don't like if I ask someone that, like I'm not gonna like whatever, like if they say like, oh, their favorite color is green, I'm not gonna be like, ew, disgusting, I'm not talking to you. But like I'm not, I don't take that much like
You know, this one time a girl that I liked was all like, oh my god, our zodiac signs are so compatible. I guess it's just meant to be. I was like, what the fuck is this bitch talking about? And I replied with, oh my god, yeah, I guess. God, I've stooped so low.
Yeah. Like if you ask me like your favorite color or something, or like what's my favorite color? And like if I say red or something, and if you get like annoyed by that, I feel like that's taking a bit too long, like far.
Okay. It ran over a child in my 2009 Honda Civic. I can't help it. My favorite color is red.
I I guess it's just seen as a conversation starter, but it's
useless. It's useless. Yeah. Fuck colors. Fuck your favorite color. Fuck you. Fuck the alphabet. Fuck the order that it's in. Fuck element OP.
Hey. Don't fuck with them.
You're right. I kind of don't want to get jumped by element OP. But fuck those members of the alphabet, specifically for sounding like one word.
Dude, I feel like every time I get to that part, I feel like I'm rapping Eminem fast.
For real. Element OP.
I'm like, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
JK, element OP, hey, hey. Start doing like, skr, skr, papa.
Skr, skr, papa.
Like,
I've committed several crimes in Vietnam.
XYZ, next time what you seen with me, hey, hey, hey.
Element OP.
Skr, skr.
God, this podcast has been so fucking useless. By the way, Audible is cool.
Yeah. Everyone who's listening to this episode of the Bread Detection Hotline should definitely go check out our link at audibletrial.com/breaddetectionhotline.
That's without spaces.
No spaces. So
that's crazy. Wait, there are spaces?
No, there's no spaces. So it's basically like one word.
Bread Detection Hotline.
What?
Bread Detection Hotline.
Exactly.
That's crazy. I can't wait to listen to a book.
Yeah, same.
Man. I'm going to go plead to forgiveness from my... Oh, yeah. It's sex time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bread Detection Hotline. Next time you hear this, me and Mikey are probably going to interrogate someone and force them to join. We might bring someone in via... Maybe I should bring in my little brother.
Oh, that'd be a fun episode.
Yeah, sure.
That'd be a pretty fun episode.
Sure would. Okay. Your mom, bye.